a champion for rural Tennessee. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. State Senator Charlotte Burks is beginning her 10th year in Nashville, as she is one of the few remaining politicians with direct ties to the farm.
In the rural areas, we have to work a little harder because 10 or 15 years ago, almost everybody, or I'd say the majority of the members of the legislative bodies, were either from a rural background or lived on a farm. And now that's not the case. So we have to work a little harder and keep at it so we don't get left behind.
Senator Burks recently spoke with Farm Bureau women about her experiences in the legislature trying to work with other lawmakers who don't have quite a strong agricultural background. And she says more young people must get involved.
Some of us older folks are getting on up there, so we need to work and get the young people accustomed to being in these meetings. And it just means a lot to agriculture and the rural community to have their voice heard.
The 65-year-old Burke says she still really enjoys coming to work and speaking out on the issues that affect her 15th district constituents. And as for how long she'll stay?
And I said, 3 years is a long time. And I said, if my health holds out, I probably will. I've enjoyed it, and it's given me a purpose. And everybody needs a purpose. My children are grown, and they don't need me as much as they used to, so I have a little bit, and I've quit growing tobacco, so I have a little bit more free time than I used to have, and I like being able to help folks and maybe make a difference in our rural communities.
Democratic Senator Charlotte Burks, a true friend for farmers statewide in the Tennessee General Assembly. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.